good morning and welcome to Chicago. As Steve said, I'm Terry Duffy. I'm the executive chairman of the CME Group. And as the world's largest and most diverse derivatives exchange and largest agricultural commodities marketplace, we're delighted to sponsor the U.S.-Africa Agribusiness Forum. This venue provides an important opportunity to discuss the forces that are reshaping the development of agricultural markets around the world, including in Africa. It's been said that these are the best of times and the worst of times for agriculture. Your view, I suppose, depends on where you are in the industry food chain. The fact is, increased demand and limited supply on a worldwide scale are pushing up prices for commodities. For some, like U.S. corn farmers, the price increases are seen as welcome. For others, such as millers who need to buy wheat to make flour, or restaurants who are buying food to serve customers, it isn't such welcome news. However, regardless of your personal perspective, we can all agree that higher commodity prices are telling us one important thing: the world needs more food. Meeting increasing demand will require more investment, innovation, and infrastructure throughout the agricultural industry. And that means more opportunity for agribusiness globally. Africa, in particular, has the potential to be a key player in the future of agriculture. As the Corporate Council on Africa has stated, despite tremendous challenges on the continent, there are also tremendous opportunities for agribusiness, opportunities to invest in and produce virtually everything from grain to grapes to infrastructure. Last year, agriculture generated more than one-third of Africa's GDP. That said, Africa is a net importer of agricultural commodities. At a time when the world needs more from agriculture, we need Africa to reach its potential and become a global partner in the commodity production. Global food shortages, rising commodity prices, and the debate about biofuels have impacted the agribusiness marketplace tremendously. The factors that have come together include increasing demand, decreased supplies, weather, mandates on corn for ethanol use, and the declining value of the U.S. dollar. All of these factors are creating unprecedented conditions that are being reflected in the agricultural markets. We are seeing record prices in almost every grain product across the board. Fertilizer and farmland are also at a premium. I will address these issues in more detail in just one moment. Against this backdrop, let's look at how CME Group helps agribusiness and farmers succeed in such challenging environment. For those of you who may be unfamiliar with our business, CME Group operates the world's largest and most diverse derivatives exchange. We offer futures and options on the widest array of asset classes, including fixed income, short-term interest rates, stock indexes, foreign exchange, energy and metals, alternative products such as weather and real estate, as well as one of our staple products, agricultural commodities. The world comes to CME Group for price discovery and risk management. All of our contracts serve as global benchmarks. Our commodity products have served our customers for over 160 years. We have continually focused on ensuring the integrity, transparency, and efficiencies of all of our markets. In 2007, our volume exceeded 2.8 billion contracts, easily surpassing the prior year's 2.2 billion contracts. In dollar terms, it represents a number that you do not hear very often: more than $1.2 quadrillion. By way of comparison, the global GDP is $61 trillion. Of the 12 million contracts we handled each day, on average, about 80% is traded electronically on our Globex electronic platform. CME Globex is accessible in 85 countries, including five African nations. The other 20% of our volume, or about 2 million contracts, is traded in the traditional way on our trading floors. While futures markets are dominated by financial products, our roots are in agriculture. Today, CME Group offers the widest array of commodity futures and options of any exchange, with trading available in a range of grains, oilseeds, livestock, dairy, lumber, and other products. Our agricultural products help farmers and agribusiness manage the constant price risks they face, affected by such forces as weather, disease, governmental policies, natural disasters, and wars. CME commodity products offer a way to manage these risks by making it possible for users to lock in prices and enhance business planning. Many of our agricultural products virtually trade around the clock. Like all of our markets, our agricultural markets are liquid and transparent. They provide a venue for price discovery by reflecting the market's expectations for future pricing. Our markets operate on a central counterparty clearing model in which our clearinghouse serves as the buyer to every seller and the seller to every buyer. This protects both parties from the risk of counterparty default. Because the clearinghouse publishes prices of each contract, our markets are extremely transparent, and market participants know where they stand. Our markets are liquid, enabling agribusiness and other participants to easily move in and out of the positions they hold. Our model has proven to work very well and has served as a blueprint for other exchanges around the world. Other exchanges around the world are working to emulate it. Lately, our free market system has been tested in the face of some of the highest grain prices in history. There are a number of factors that have combined to create this volatile environment for agribusiness worldwide. They are, first, biofuels. In the U.S., the mandate to produce biofuels created additional market stress. The expectation is for continued global growth in biofuel use and demand. In Europe, legislation will require significantly increased use of biofuel by 2010. The problem is that there is simply not enough land set aside in all of the EU to meet these ambitious requirements. They will need to import significantly higher levels of either finished product or higher levels of oilseed in order to produce the needed biofuels. Add to that the 2005 energy bill in the United States called for approximately 93 million acres of corn to be planted in 2007. This is the highest level since World War II. It is estimated that roughly one-third of these crops will be dedicated to ethanol by the year 2017. Second, limited farmland. Farmers are intelligent and economically rational. Last year, U.S. farmers planted the most land to corn since 1944 as the demand for ethanol sector boosted prices. This year, those farmers struggle as floodwaters cover their fields across Iowa and throughout the Midwest, either delaying plantings or drowning the crops already in the ground. Third is the U.S. weaker dollar, the weak U.S. dollar. Since 2000, the dollar has depreciated by 28% as measured by the U.S. dollar index, which is comprised of six major currencies, the euro, the yen, the pound, the dollar, the Swedish krona, and Swiss franc. The U.S. dollar is the currency in which international grain trade is conducted. This means that commodity prices are, on average, 28% lower for these importers than they would have been if the value of the dollar had remained constant during the same period. Fourth, slower growth in production versus rapid growth in demand. The average annual growth rate in the production of grains and oilseeds has slowed from 2.2% per year in the 70s and 80s to only 1.3% since 1990. The USDA projects further declines in the next 10 years. Fifth, additional livestock requires more grain. As the demand for meat rises, especially from fast-developing countries like China and India, the demand for grain and protein feeds grows at an even faster rate. Six, the weather. Multi- and single-year droughts in Australia, the Black Sea states, Russia, and Canada reduced wheat, barley, and rapeseed production. As mentioned, the recent catastrophic floods in Iowa and other Midwestern U.S. cities have driven up the price even further. Seven, export curbs. During recent months, there has been a pattern of increasing export tariffs and decreasing import tariffs on grains and oilseeds. For example, Russia extended a grain export tariff from April 30th to July 1st. In addition, they have banned the four members of the Commonwealth of Independent States from re-exporting Russian grain to third countries. The pattern we are witnessing is one of keeping domestic production off the global market, while at the same time lowering barriers for the imports of grains and oilseeds. The eighth thing is inventories. Surplus stocks are low. U.S. wheat stocks are at the lowest in 60 years. And also, global wheat stocks are forecast to be the lowest in 30 years. Clearly, everyone in and this business is operating in a challenging environment. CME Group plays a highly visible role on the venue where buyers and sellers come together to set the prices. That, in turn, serves as benchmarks for the world. However, with rising food prices, questions have been raised about the role of speculation in agricultural markets. We provide an important public service because we operate a free market that permits risk transfer from hedgers to speculators to an open, transparent, and regulated marketplace. CME Group is a neutral facilitator of transactions. We do not profit from higher food or energy prices, increased volatility, or speculation. Our core philosophy is to operate free markets that foster price discovery and the hedging of economic risks in a transparent and regulated environment. Over the next 2 days, we will discuss what is needed for agricultural business in Africa to reach their full potential. As we do, we must consider the role that derivatives play in offering agribusiness and farmers valuable pricing, hedging, and risk management needs. Derivatives markets are essential adjuncts to fueling further economic growth in developing countries. To do this successfully, they will need to develop local markets as well as have access to global ones such as CME Group's. Throughout our history, our primary concern has always been maintaining the integrity of the markets. Access and transparency are paramount. The same is true today. To my earlier statement, these are the best of times and the worst of times to be in agriculture, I would add that these are the most exciting times to be in our business. Despite some of the current challenges and uncertainties, the agricultural commodities market is growing. And from all indications, it will continue to expand well into the future, bringing new opportunities to all of us. Thank you very much for having me here this morning.